Today's message for Friday 24th of December, 2021. The topic for today is Thank God for Sending Jesus Christ. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem, Luke 2 verse 38. Apart from the gift of life, the greatest gift God has given to man is the gift of his Son Jesus Christ. Prophetess Anna seemed to have understood this perfectly. Thus as recorded in our Bible verse for today, she joyfully gave thanks to God because Jesus came to the world. Christ is the greatest symbol of God's love for mankind. The eternal truth is that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3 verse 16. We must be thankful to God for sending Jesus to save us from our sin and eternal damnation, Matthew 1 verse 21. It is useful to know that sending Jesus to the world was not a knee-jerk reaction from God to the problem of sin in the world. It was a decision he had taken in anticipation since the foundation of the world, Revelation 13 verse 8. Friends, God had loved you from the beginning. Indeed, his love for you is everlasting, Jeremiah 31 verse 3. You should be thankful for such an uncommon divine love. When Jesus was born, the angels understood what was going on and began to praise God on men's behalf. Like prophetess Anna, Simeon also understood that Jesus was sent to convey God's love to mankind, and he was quite ecstatic about blessing God for the birth of Christ, Luke 2 verse 28. In your own personal capacity as a beneficiary of the coming of Christ, your gratitude to God should know no bounds at such a season as we are. More than the feasting and merriment, Christmas time should be Thanksgiving time, when we appreciate God for the blessing of the Christ. Thank you, O our Father, for giving us your Son. Further Bible Reading Luke 2 verse 7 to 38 Exercises 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.